Support for KNKX comes from Laird Norton Wealth Management, serving high net worth families, individuals, foundations, and endowments since 1967, with a philosophy that life is as much about goals and aspirations as it is about maximizing financial capital. More at LairdNortonWM.com.
The sunshine is out. It's Friday. But even better than that, we've got the 200 Trio live in our studios today. Seattle native Max Holmberg met guitarist Cole Schuster and bass player Greg Feingold while studying jazz in Boston. And they've been back in Seattle for a couple years now. And it's been about that long since their debut album. And now they've recorded a second live at Egan's. It's called Trinity, and it's coming very, very soon. This trio has also recently returned from a musical trip to India. I'm going to ask them all about that. And they've been nominated for Golden Ear Awards as Northwest Acoustic Ensemble of the Year, and their guitarist, Cole Schuster, has been nominated for the Emerging Artist Award. And without further ado, live on 88.5, Cole Schuster, Greg Feingold, Max Holmberg at the guitar, bass, and drums. Please welcome the 200 Trio. Thank you. The 200 Trio live on 88.5 KNKX. Max Holmberg, Greg Feingold, and Cole Schuster, drums, bass, and guitar. Cole, tell us about that last song you played, an original tune by the name of?
It's called Eucalagon. And I was driving one day, and I was listening to NPR, and I had flipped on the radio, and the first thing I heard, they were interviewing some author, and they asked him what his favorite word was, and he said Eucalagon. And like, okay, what does it mean? And it is a term that describes a neighbor whose house is on fire. And I thought this was like the most bizarre word. And I'm like, how do you use that? And so I was like, well, I got to steal that, you know. So that's pretty much it, yeah.
That's kind of fantastic. The 200 Trio, they've got a new record coming soon called Trinity. It's recorded live at Egan's Ballard Jam House by our good friend Jim Wilkie. What was the story behind this album? The decision to record it live, I think, is my first question. Max?
Well, we all kind of agree in the trio that live performances usually have better energy than what can oftentimes be kind of dull studio recordings, because usually just the absence of an audience kind of sucks some energy out of the room and the playing as well. So we wanted to capture that in this record, and that's mainly why we did it live.
Greg, I wonder if you could tell me, as a bass player, I'm sure this can be an issue. What are the pitfalls of making a live record for a jazz trio, or for anybody, I suppose?
I have no frets, so if I miss, it's it goes badly. But I don't know. When you have no isolation and two cracks, realistically, at whatever things you have arranged, I mean, the nervous energy gets captured on the record because this is it. You have the red light and nothing else.
Yeah.
So that's about it.
We did have Jim Wilkie on hand recording the album, and he's had some success doing that. So I'm very excited to hear the album. But I want to also talk about writing the songs on the record, all originals. How does the band go about writing songs? Cole, does it come from each member of the band, or is it?
I wrote every song for the record except for one, which we co-wrote, which was a really fun process, which I'd like to do more, kind of throwing ideas off them, and then we kind of compose a tune. But a lot of it, like, I'll have an idea of a song, but we do a lot of work arranging it, so a lot of that comes from them. So I might have, like, a bug in my ear, but they really kind of, like, bring it to life, you know.
Now, all three of you guys are very familiar with the Great American Songbook and all the standards, and I wonder if that was an inspiration for the songs that you're writing, the melodies. I always kind of joke with my friends at George Gershwin, Cole Porter, they kind of took all the good melodies. Yeah. Did they leave you any?
No. you know, like, we always love playing that music, and I think whether I'm conscious of it or not, like, those kind of melodies and especially the harmony is kind of injected into our music, you know, however contemporary or traditional it may sound, you know, it's kind of always there, I feel like.
Yeah. Right. And Greg, I think one of the things about those standards is it opens up opportunities for improvisation, and it's really a launching pad. Do you feel that that's the way these songs are too?
I think the intention behind any improviser is to play something that sounds as good as the original melody. I don't know if you can really beat anything that was the composer's intention.
Right, right.
That's really the point you start and strive for.
200 Trio, live on KNKX. Thank you. 200 Trio live on 88.5 KNKX with Summer Lullaby. That is a song I'm going to get to a lot this summer on weekends in the afternoons. That is naptastic. That is wonderful. We have Cole Schuster guitar, Greg Feingold bass, Max Holmberg drumming, and you can find them playing around town, gigging in various lineups at Angry Beaver, and they've got shows coming up at Musiquarium. And April 12th, there is a Hidden Seattle Jazz Club show. Max, I'm very curious about this live music innovation.
Well, technically, it's called Secret Jazz Club.
Secret Jazz Club.
I didn't get in trouble, but someone got a little annoyed that I called it Hidden Jazz Club, because apparently there's one in London called Hidden Jazz Club.
Oh.
But so this one is actually the Secret Jazz Club. But essentially, it's a pop-up jazz club booked through Airbnb, like the travel website app. And it's I run it, so I get to pick my favorite musicians from around here to play. And on the 12th, we are going to have this group along with Alex Dugdale as well, actually.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so that'll be a really fun night. It's from 7 to 9.
And how do people track down the secret jazz club?
So you have to go through Airbnb. Uh-huh. So you can look that up on the internet or download the app or whatever. And actually, if you just Google secret jazz club, I think it does come up.
Excellent.
At least close to the top. But
or you could run into Max Holmberg and give him the secret handshake. And
yeah, or you could do that. Or you could do that. There is one, actually.
Now, Seattle's a wonderful place to play, but this trio was just recently in India. Greg, how did this opportunity arise? You're off playing with our friend, Seattle native Danae Greenfield.
Well, we all met Danae. Well, Cole and I met Danae at Berkeley. Wow, it is early for jazz musicians. Cole and I met Danae at Berkeley. Max, you knew her from when you lived here, right?
I don't think we actually... I think we kind of knew of each other. I don't think we had actually played music together or anything until we got to Berkeley. But
college connection.
Yeah. Yep. Anyway, she sent us a group Facebook message, and usually it's just videos of cats playing piano. But this was one of those strange, hey, want to go to India for a week messages, and none of us thought it was real until we were at the airport. So
yep,
just kind of happened.
Cole, I'm also interested in asking about a tour you've got coming up, a little trip with singer Jacqueline Tabor.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
We seem to be like a band for hire, but we just made a record with Jacqueline. We're super proud of it, and she basically wants to promote it, and we're going to be going down to the Jazz Station in Eugene and then hitting Jack London in Portland.
Yep, that's
it. Review. And we're hoping to maybe fill in the gaps with some 200 trio performances there. So, yeah, we love playing with Jacqueline. So, we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing that record, too. Now, the 200 trio, along with Max teaching these guys where to find the best coffee and raw oysters, you've also gotten them involved in the Golden Ear Awards. The 200 trio nominated for Acoustic Ensemble of the Year and Cole Schuster up for Emerging Artist of the Year. That must be fun to be a part of the Golden Ear Awards, Max.
Yeah, it's quite an honor. This is actually our second time being nominated, I believe. And so we opened the award ceremony last year. So we got to play for everybody present, and that was pretty fun. We didn't win, but, you know, it's just cool to be nominated, I suppose. but we were nominated again, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah, look out, Pearl Django. 200 trios coming for you this year. And you can track down more on the 200 trio at 200trio.com. is the website for upcoming shows and to find out how to get a hold of their new record, Trinity, when it releases very soon. We got time for one more song. Have we decided what we're going to play? Or do I get to decide, Max?
Abe, do you want to hear something swinging or straight eights?
Swinging or straight eights, everybody. I think we got a swing on a Friday afternoon.
All right. I guess that would be the...
Yeah. All right. 200 Trio live on 88.5 KNKX.
Thank you. Thank you.